Was it considered a rival Bible? I mean, was it considered an alternative Bible or a complementary collection of works at the time?
It certainly was never intended to be a rival. It was intended to be a curriculum course of study for the great schools, the learning schools of the common people, and the religious or the mystical people in Great Britain. It was like a textbook, teaching them about the creation of the world.
Then why suppress it? Why was it ever suppressed?
It was suppressed because Longshanks found a portion in the narrative of the Colburn Bible which reflected the Templar opinion. Now, remember who the Templars were. The Templars, the first nine Templars, were all, without exception, members of the Fraternal Order of John, or John the Baptist. John the Baptist, when he grew up, he stayed his entire lifetime in Palestine. He never left. Unlike Jesus, who went after the death of his father, Joseph the Carpenter, had the advantage of having his great uncle, Joseph of Arimathea, take him on merchant vessels and visited many places during his life, along the Silk Trade routes and back to the homeland of his grandmother in Great Britain, and was not located. The missing years of Jesus are missing because he wasn't there. But these were cousins. These were families. John the Baptist was the eldest, even though it was only by a short period of time. But after the death of Christ, in the Exodus of the Faithful, Joseph of Arimathea took the bones of John the Baptist back to be buried in the homeland of his mother, Elizabeth, which was Great Britain. And if you look at the histories that have been propagated on the television and in history books, they'll tell you that the Knights Templar were worshippers of the Beheaded One. They even worshipped the head. In fact, beneath the big pillar at the Roslyn Cathedral is supposedly buried this head. Or who's this head? The head is John the Baptist. It was the head. It was the reason for the instigation of the use of the Jolly Roger flag, or the Beheaded One. And so the Knights Templar...
Get out! Is that true? That the reason why we have the Jolly Roger?
That's correct. All the Templar merchant vessels flew the flag of the Jolly Roger in honor of their patron, who was John the Baptist. Now, so what we have here is we have, from a perspective of the Templars, they reverenced Jesus as being a holy man, but they thought that their illustrious birthright ancestor, John the Baptist, was really the antecedent for the coming of the Messiah. That's why Longshanks went to find this particular book in the Glastonbury Abbey and to destroy it, because remember the reason why the monarchs of Europe, Philip the Fair and the Pope Clement V, which lived with Philip the Fair, they went in to destroy the Knights Templar. Remember the two reasons they used to exterminate the Templars? It was because they spit on the cross of Christ and because they had deviant sexual practices. They didn't have deviant sexual practices. These were men whose chivalrous nature often did not allow them to marry, and so they were suspect off the bat. But the first one, when they said they spit on the cross of Christ, was because they reverenced John the Baptist as a senior member of this movement over that of Christ, though they reverenced Jesus too. And so what Longshanks was trying to do was he was trying to find evidence to pick a fight between the Vatican and the Templars in order to do what? In order to exterminate the bank. The Templars were the first bank in existence in the world.
Well, the first international bank where you could... You know, you could invest your money on one end of the road in the Crusades, and you could take your money out on the other end.
And Longshanks and the kings of France and Spain, etc., were all heavily in debt to the Templars. And by exterminating the bank, they figured they could exterminate the debt.
All right, so the Templars hold the Colburn. Does that mean then that the Colburn was continued down in the tradition of the Templars and passed to the Masons?
Exactly.
Okay. So anybody who was, a 33-degree Mason, they would have already have known about the Colburn.
Or a degree higher than that, yes.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not of the Masonic order, but there are members who have of the Scottish Rite, which once again is Templar, which is also John the Baptist territory. There are there's more people in the hierarchy than just 33 degree Masons.
Okay. So at some point, they might have already been told about the Colburn. So it might still continue on through Masonic literature, secret Masonic literature.
Exactly. And it's been kept secret and away from the monarchs of Western Europe for 830 years.